Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go into a Fox Sports Saturday, but almost all ready for Sunday, because there's two words in sports that mean more than any other. It's when you put these two words together, game and seven, and we've got two of them in the NBA playoffs to wrap up the conference semifinals coming up tomorrow. That and much more as we hop in and get the weekend started with my guy Ryan Hollins on Fox Sports Saturday. What's good, my man? How we doing?
What's going on, brother? Doing great, man.
Amen. Amen. Sigh of relief in the Bay. Everything's okay up here. Everything is okay, but isn't everything always okay? I got something to throw at you. Okay. You know, have you ever heard the saying that 85% of what we worry about never ends up happening? I mean, we know the culture in California. What do we worry about a lot? Like being on time to places. I found that living in Los Angeles as long as I did, it was almost woven into the culture that you were allowed to be a little late, because everybody knew what you were dealing with on the roadways to try to get there. So we worry like crazy. We stress. How are you going to find your way through the 405 and the 101 and the 5? And you end up 15 minutes late, and you get there, and what happens? The person you're rushing to meet is late too. We worry about stuff like this. Ryan, I feel like I can already tell you who's going to win the games tomorrow, because we stress and we grind on these NBA playoffs. My gosh, I'm watching fans put everything they've got into their bodies into these games. Do you know how many series upsets we've got so far in these NBA playoffs? I bet you can guess real fast.
Zero?
None.
Wow.
What are we stressing about? The Suns and Celtics are going to win tomorrow. What are we stressing about? I know the Warriors were the 3 seed and the Grizz were the 2. Look at the Vegas numbers. The Warriors were the favorite. We've got Chalk City. What are we stressing about, Ryan?
I guess nothing, as you would say it, but I do have an upset alert, man. And I know you were critical when I said it the first time. You have me on record. I talked about it. Something about me likes the Mavericks, man. Something about Luka Doncic and the Mavericks. I'm not just saying that it's a foregone conclusion that the Suns win that game. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you're saying we got nothing to worry about. And I said it when they were down 0-2, Mark. You remember that. But I'm telling you right now, something about those Mavericks, because they defend, because of Luka, I'm saying, come on, man.
Well, I'll buy it from this standpoint. I mean, the upsets are going to happen at some point, I guess. I would guess. And if they are going to happen, they're going to happen late rather than early. You're not going to – it's very rare. I mean, it's well known where I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. They're known as the We Believe Warriors, an 8 seed that beat a 1. Dirk Nowitzki's Dallas Mavericks once upon a time. But that's so incredibly rare. If you're going to have upsets, they're going to be mild ones. They're going to be late in playoffs. I don't even really know with the Bucks and Celtics who the favorite is. They had the exact same record. I know who's got Game 7 at home, but they look like just identical teams. Not that they do their business identically, but they are just so evenly matched, and the road team has won half of those games. But there's got to be a surprise somewhere, and I'll give you this. I'm very surprised that the Phoenix Suns, even if they do win tomorrow, I'm very surprised that they were not able to win a road game in this series. The home team is undefeated in that series, and game sevens are different. It would surprise me. It would not shock me if you're right tomorrow about Dallas.
Listen, it is so hard to, from in my experience, to just break away in a series. And you have the emotions, you have motive, you have inspiration. And even when you go up 2-0, that other team is fighting for their lives, because you know going down 3-1 is the kiss of death. Going down 3-1 is pretty much a wrap. It's not over. It's happened historically, but I remember in our time, playing against the Atlanta Hawks, we ended up going, 6 or 7 games when I was in with the Celtics. And the Hawks, it was a chance for us to go up 2-0 or 3-0 or something. And I mean, in that game 3, they just put a whooping on us. And the reality was, and I think they won game 4 also, the reality was when a team is facing elimination, it's just a different type of fight. And now, yep. This is why, Mark, teams just love – every fan loves a game 7 because it's an even playing field, man.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's playing with that urgency. I mean, you see it in a lot of the series. And in fact, you know, Warrior fans, for example, needed to be calmed down after being down by 55 freaking points the other night in Memphis. But then you watch, not that they didn't have a battle on their hands last night, they did, but they come back, they win it by double digits. You've watched the Phoenix and Dallas series, the winner of each game has been almost by double digits. I mean, there really hasn't been that tight of a game in that series. So you can get blown out in one spot and come back 2 nights later and the other team blows you out right back. And I think it's because of that dynamic you're talking about. When one team is at home and facing elimination, like Dallas was the other night, like Memphis was a few nights ago, you're just going to get a different animal. And you could tell yourself, you tell me, because you've been on the court in these situations, you can tell yourself when you're the team that has wiggle room that you're going to match that energy. We need to have that, you know, stomp on their neck kind of mentality. We need to close it out right now. You can't. You cannot match the fight of a team that is in their home building facing elimination.
Well, I wouldn't even say home building. It's just elimination, period. You know, Kevin Garnett told me one of the hardest things you'll ever do in your life is eliminate a team at the NBA playoffs, because they just become – they hit a whole different level of motivation. Like, it's just something about a guy going for a rebound that could be his last rebound of the season. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, that's tough. And in the same way, you know, we would pride ourselves on the road – going in, and I remember going and playing at Miami Heat. We ended up getting up 3-2, which was crazy. And just when that pressure starts to mount on the other team and you play that momentum against them and they start pushing and forcing shots, it's such a mental a mental warfare that you have in the NBA playoffs. Like, there's nothing like it. And that's what I like to look for, is the battle behind the scenes where, you know, we talked about Golden State earlier this week. I said, Golden State's going to be fine. I don't care if they lost by 100 points. They knew you had to come to Frisco. And they knew with their home crowd behind them that Memphis wasn't experienced enough, Ja Morant or not. And, you know, obviously there was a little lack of respect with Ja Morant not being in the lineup, and they didn't come to bring it. But they knew, you know what, we're going to come to fight again another day. And they did.
I mean, nerve-wracking a little bit when Bane hits the three, puts Memphis up by 2, 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Memphis is up. I mean, if the Warriors lose that one, they're probably going to lose the series based on what we had seen the last three games or so. But I guess to your point, that's when we always talk in the NBA about when are you going to flip the switch. I mean, that's what it looked like. And I had said yesterday, actually, going into that game, people get to be overthinking it, especially after you've lost a game by 40 points. People were like, you need to play Bielitsa, and you need to, you know, we need to start this lineup. Everybody wants to make a change. And I thought to myself, this is one of those games where you just got to rely on your thing, man. Like, this is a Steph, Clay, and Dre game, because these three, you mentioned being up 3-1. It's happened 13 times in NBA playoff history where the team up 3-1 has lost that lead. If the Warriors lose last night and then lose Monday, then that core of Steph, Clay, and Dre would be owners of 2 of the 14 times that's happened in history. And that's a black mark on your resume for sure. So I just felt like those guys were really going to carry the day. And in the final 6 minutes of the game, they absolutely ran away. And it was those three guys that did it.
Yeah, no, you're right. But, Mark, let me ask you this. You have a little brother?
I don't. I have a big sister.
Okay. Do you have
a
younger nephew, or, you know, someone you grew up with, you know, playing in the streets with, regardless in which? There's something, no matter how great of a day your little brother has, or, you know, one of the guys around the block has, you know he's little brother. You know he's younger. You know you're battle-tested, so he could be having the day of a lifetime. And he may even win one of those games, playing basketball in the backyard, playing football, whatever it is. But you know when it gets down to it, it's little brother. I've been here before. And that's essentially what you saw. Mark, am I wrong? Do you have a relationship in mind? It's little brother. You're not going
to
beat me.
I mean, I haven't done it to others. I've had that done to me. I had a cousin who, you know, same thing. He's about 3-4 years older than me, and you know, a little faster than me, a little bit more muscular than me. And so, yeah, I had those moments, those lessons for sure. And I guess that's what it was. You know, Dylan Brooks said after the game last night, you know, you don't want to face us next year. Steph Curry said that once upon a time. He said the Warriors are getting older. Dylan Brooks, I mean, the Grizz are so incredibly young. But I remember the conversation with you last week, Ryan, and that is the Grizz are really good. I know they lost Ja. They obviously can play very well without him. That is shown all year long. They've got a lot of different things that they can throw at you. I thought this year might be the time where they were ready. I was wrong. You could see it about 3-4 games into this series, even with the way Taylor Jenkins was handling some things and answering questions. I think Memphis is on their way, not ready yet. And that's what you saw in the last 6 minutes last night.
Yeah, and you got to think, in terms of Memphis, they improved from last year. You know, they got better. They got a taste of the playoffs, and they come back and get another taste. And, you know, Ja Morant sitting somewhere frustrated because he probably wants to show that the team's not better without him. There's just a lot positive and even just momentum-based going and motivation-based going on there. And, you know, it was funny when I played for the Clippers, you know, we knocked Golden State out of the playoffs, and they just weren't old enough. Now, we didn't go on to win a championship. I can't claim that we're like, you know, we're like the Pistons, the Michaels Bulls. I can't do that, but you could see them growing, and then the third year, they just – and I was gone by the time I left. They just beat the snot out of the Clippers, and it was just like those drawing pains you could see, and now you're starting to see them in Memphis. I don't know if it's going to end in a championship, but, you know, Dylan Brooks is right. That team is going to be very good.
No doubt. No doubt. Ryan Hollins, have you ever – yes or no? Have you ever played in a Game 7?
Yes.
Okay, I want to hear about that experience and how it's different. That is among the things we'll talk about next. Joel Embiid and James Harden, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. Is it a pairing that has staying power? That's coming up as well. Glad you're with us. With Ryan Hollins, Mark Willard, this is Fox Sports Saturday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, it's Fox Sports Saturday on Fox Sports Radio, getting ready for the two best words in sports, and we get a double dip of it tomorrow. Game 7, and Mark Willard, Ryan Hollins, one of us has played in Game 7s, the other of us has, you know, played at the park down the street. So tell me, Ryan, how are they different? What's up with Game 7?
You get tested as a man. Like, I see who you are. Like, you know, like, it's one thing, game one, game two, game, like, the further we go, I really see how you're built, Mark. And the first one that I played in was against Philadelphia, the 76ers, and they pushed us to a game seven. This was Iguodala, you know, Lou Williamson, you know, this was that kind of exciting young team, Thaddeus Young, Elton Brand, before he retired, and they were just too young, so we knew – coming to Boston, like, not to put it like this, but like, we were going to get every call, you know, we were out tougher than them, and, you know, we could just execute, you know, you knew the game, they just didn't have enough. They're too young. Okay. The other game seven, though, was, I don't want to say our game seven was historic. The irony is our game six was historic. So I'm in Boston. We're playing Miami. We end up stealing the series down there, and we get in position, Mark, where we go up 3-2. We have one game to win at the TD Garden, and we're going to the NBA Finals as planned. And we had done everything we were supposed to do. And in that game six, LeBron becomes LeBron. LeBron does that unthinkable. That's when he's put his crown on. He drops 35, 15 rebounds and like a couple assists, like just crazy when he went just into his mode. We knew if we lost that game, we were going to lose game seven. We're like, what do you mean you didn't have faith? We knew we were going to lose that game seven. Because when we went to Miami, I've never seen it. I've never played in the NBA Finals. That's the closest I got. There were cameras lined up across the entire court. It was the only game going on, I believe, at that moment.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I don't know if you've been in a situation where you feel, and I guess it's rare, when you feel the world shift to what you're doing. Like, you had Spanish television there. You had Telemundo. Like this is European. Like, the world shifted. LeBron James in a game 7 at home. And they just had the momentum. You know, Mark, it was true. Role players play better on the road. We were actually up in the game. And I can't even think strategically, like, they just got away from us. But the game becomes chess. It becomes details. It becomes inches. And we just didn't have enough. And, you know, I don't want to say it's about the referees or anything like that, but you just got to be prepared for anything. You know, you get different calls at home that you would get on the road. And we end up losing that. But I just remember feeling like the world is watching, the anxiety coming into the game, the thought process, the, like, how we were going to manage. And I just say there was nothing like it in my life, you know, that I've seen.
You said as soon as you lost game 6, you guys knew you were going to lose game 7. Is that something? Are you telling me that's sort of inside each and every one of you? You just sort of had that gut feeling and didn't acknowledge it? Or is this like you guys are having conversations on the plane like, uh-oh, we're in trouble?
We knew our best bet was to win there. It wasn't a question of like we weren't going to compete, but we knew they're a different team at home, and it wasn't that we weren't going to execute, we weren't going to do our jobs, but, hey, we figured there'd be a favorable whistle. You know, with all due respect, that was our mindset at the time. You know, I don't want to question the integrity of the game, but, you know, we just felt us against the world mentality, and, like, we were going to do our job, we were going to do everything we were supposed to do, but, you know, you just felt that pressure, and it wasn't that we weren't good enough. And it got to a point, too, in that Game 7. I'll credit LeBron for this. Kevin Garnett was still kind of Kevin Garnett. And maybe that was the last time Kevin Garnett really was like, yo, like playing at a super, super high level that season. And Doc got to a point where KG was playing the 5. And Kevin Garnett, when motivated, like, dude, nobody could really guard him at that time. LeBron James had always played the 3. Possibly 4. I kid you not, bro. Spo puts LeBron at the 5 and matches him up on Kevin Garnett. Uh-huh. And we're like, hey, we're going to this matchup like Kevin work out. Bro, LeBron goes pound for pound with KG. And I can't say in KG's prime, but just – and like guarded him in the post, contested shots, and it was like, yo, like – that wasn't supposed to happen. And we didn't look at LeBron the same after that. And it was like, yo, he's guarding ticket straight up, no help on the block. And LeBron is like that. When I want to put my mind to it, I can do it. So I just got a different level of respect for that dude, man. And he doesn't always show you, but it's there. Like, LeBron is different, man. And in more ways than you understand.
Yeah, I bet. But although it sort of circles me back to what we were talking about 20 minutes ago, which is the lack of upsets in the NBA, certainly this time around, and it's mostly the time. Like, the old adage is, in the NBA, the best player wins. And I don't mean that all the time, because I don't even know necessarily who you would call the best player in the NBA right now. Maybe it's Giannis, and he did win last year. And I remember last week you know were talking about the different things that he can do and the opportunities that were in front of him to kind of take that label. Although he had a home game to move to the conference finals last night, and he's played well in this series, played amazing, but Jason Tatum outdid him. And now they've lost their home court advantage in this particular series. So that's the old adage. I certainly think we've reached a point where even if you are the best player, you still need the right stuff around you. But provided that you do, provided that you have a workable cast around you, the best player is going to win. So while you guys felt NBA Finals as planned, win at home game 6, I bet the nation was looking at this going, Well, no. The best player is LeBron, and they've got home court in Game 7, and they're supposed to win. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, no, that was the mindset. And it's not that we didn't think we were a better team, but just, hey, they're at home, they got momentum, they're going to be able to get out and run. You know, and like I said, the biggest thing you see also is, like, it's the role players. Like, sometimes just role players bring you home, and we just knew losing at the TD Garden, I don't want to say it was impossible, but it just wasn't going to work. And the one thing that caught us off guard is that we always felt that our team was more experienced, and that when it came down, we were going to execute, we were going to be tougher, we weren't going to fold. What we didn't bank on is the fact that LeBron was that dude. We thought that LeBron was, you know, you can say soft, better term, not mentally tough. You know, he wouldn't be prepared. The tighter the game got, he may question himself. We've seen that before, but LeBron became that dude. And we didn't count on, okay, he's going to come into TD Garden and just black out in his own. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, like, he went there. He went Super Saiyan mode.
Well, what I love about this conversation is normally in the NBA, I would say through the years, certainly through my years watching the NBA, we have a very, very clear idea of who that dude is. You know, Michael Jordan has been that dude. Kobe Bryant has been that dude. LeBron James has been that dude. We live right now at a time where I'm not exactly sure who that dude is. There are a lot of different answers you could give. And the time of LeBron and Kevin Durant being that dude might be over. It certainly feels like LeBron is on that other side. Durant's got he has the injuries he's overcome. He's got sort of a weird situation in Brooklyn, Kyrie, the vaccine, all that stuff that happened this year. So maybe that will regenerate itself. I certainly think he's got plenty in the tank. But I want to ask you that in about 90 seconds. Right now, in these playoffs, six teams left. Who is that dude? So we'll get to that in a second, but Ralph Irvin first. Let's find out what is trending across the sports landscape on this Saturday.
Ah, there it is. Okay. We actually have Major League Baseball already underway on this Saturday. Just one game going on right now as the Red Hot Giants bring their six-game win streak to St. Louis, taking on the Cardinals, who have lost five of their last six. It's scoreless right now in the bottom of the first. San Francisco playing at St. Louis. Coming up at 4 Eastern, the Braves will host San Diego. Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to miss his third straight game with a groin injury, so he is out for Atlanta. Stanley Cup playoffs continuing at 4:30 Eastern today. It's Game 7 in Raleigh. It's the Carolina Hurricanes host the Boston Bruins. In fact, it's a triple shot of Game 7s because it's 7 Eastern. Game 7 in Toronto, Maple Leafs hosting Tampa Bay. And at 10 Eastern, Game 7 north of the border as the Edmonton Oilers will host the LA Kings. Former Seahawks safety Earl Thomas arrested near the Texas-Louisiana border this 2 weeks after a warrant was issued following his violations of a protective order in Austin. And the NBA taking a rare Saturday off, gearing up for those Game 7s on Sunday. It'll be Boston and Milwaukee and Dallas and Phoenix facing off to advance to the conference finals. But for now, we send it back to Fox Sports Saturday. It's Mark Willard and Ryan Hollins.
Okay, Ralph, thank you very much. I mean, here are the candidates, okay? I'll put it together almost like a game show, if you will. The candidates who are still in the playoffs with our final six, they are Jason Tatum, Boston Celtics, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Milwaukee Bucks, Luka Doncic, Dallas Mavericks, Devin Booker, Phoenix Suns, Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors. My apologies to Jimmy, Miami Heat, not in this conversation. Or you can go off the board and select a player, an Embiid, a Jokic, a Durant, somebody who is no longer in the playoffs. NBA 2022, Ryan Hollins, who is that dude?
Well, as far as out the playoffs, I would say Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was less than spectacular. I don't think we'll see him like that again, but they got to figure some team stuff out. I think we would normally lean towards LeBron, but age with LeBron and not seeing him at a high level is very hard to do. As far as in the playoffs, I think you're right, Mark. It is as wide open as it's ever been. There's no one that is just stepping up and taking that crown until probably we see an NBA champion. But if I'm going to lean towards anyone, the best player in the league right now and definitely currently in the playoffs by numbers is Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I'm going to give Giannis that credit, but our reservations come from, hey, is Giannis going to finish these games out? Is he going to be that guy? You know, you see his big monster stat lines, but hey, last night, are you that dude or is Jason Tatum that dude? Jason Tatum went berserk, right? So I'm going to lean towards Giannis, but we're splitting hairs right here. He was an MVP candidate also, too. He was in that top, you know, that final finishings, and he's always going to be around there for his motor. But, Mark, that's kind of my dilemma there.
I mean, Giannis's numbers in this series are absolutely bananas. I mean, in this loss last night, 44 points, 20 boards. It's his third 40-plus point game in these six games. And the three times he didn't go to 40, he went 34, 28, 24. He is averaging 35.3 points per game in this series and averaging almost 14 boards. He is doing absolutely everything he possibly can. But as you said, Jason Tatum outdid him last night. We had a conversation about him, too. Last week, and I do think Jason's got a future as a top five NBA player if he's not already there. You've got a bee in your bonnet about Dallas tomorrow. If they win that game, Luka's got to get into the conversation for sure. I know Devin Booker in Phoenix, it doesn't quite feel like he's there yet. I think he's got certainly the ability. Chris Paul is right by his side, and same thing with Steph Curry. We've stirred that drink many times and had that conversation, and he's got so much around him. The combo there is usually about the whole team and whoever's hitting their threes on a given night. Klay was even better than Steph just last night. But it's interesting, man. I'm with you. I don't remember a time ever watching the NBA where you can't sit here and go, well, if it's not one guy, it's two or three. There are two or three guys, and the champion is going to come from there. I don't know, man. I mean, not only who is that dude, but if I told you to pick one team right now that's going to win the championship, I don't even know what you'd say to that.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I said this before, I think the winner of Suns and Mavericks goes on to win the championship. I feel that strong about the Mavericks, and I feel that strong about the Suns. I do. And when you look at Middleton's injury, I think in the long run, he's clearly more set back than Devin Booker, who's on the floor and playing right now. So I'm going to lean towards the Suns. And I think what we're seeing with Giannis is, you know, he's not at the point where when the game is out of hand and the game is tight, you just go give Giannis the ball and get out the way. All right? Like he's going to get you to the water. He might not drink it all the time. Now, he can drink it. Like, Giannis just has to put you away. He's not going to grind you out. He's not going to come from down 10. He's going to do all the little things, and you got to credit his effort and his motor, his athletic ability, and just his resilience. But he's not refined enough to close those things out, so you got to give him that credit. And I'll throw this to you, though, Mark, and I don't know if you've heard me say this. If I have one last shot to take, and this is why I start getting really fond of Dallas, and I got to put the ball in somebody's hands, I'm giving it to Luka. Now, Giannis may be the better player, but if I got it, like, hey, close it, give me one shot. And Mark, tell me if I'm wrong. I'm like, give me the ball to Luka. Name somebody else you give the basketball to, or am I crazy, Mark?
No, you're not wrong. If you're talking about the six remaining playoff teams, I mean, what we saw in the first three games from Ja Morant, he comes to mind maybe. I mean, there are things he does levitating to the basket I just don't even understand. And he's 22, and so the best is still yet to come there. But I think it's a styles make fights type argument. You know what I mean? Giannis might be the most devastating thing the league has to offer, but he's just not as offensively skilled as some of these other players. He's big, he's so devastating around the rim, but he's not a great outside shooter. That's just not his thing. So I get what you're saying. I'm going to put Luka ahead of Booker. I'm going to put Luka a little bit ahead of Tatum. And the Warriors have a ball movement scheme that finds the open man rather than having a guy that can just take the ball and say, get out of the way, as they did when Kevin Durant was on the team. So, yeah, I think I'm with you as far as who's left in the playoffs.
Yeah, no. And I think it's just interesting. Like I said, this is a different team in Dallas than we've seen. Normally, Dallas would kind of outscore you. Rick would draw up some amazing play. But this Dallas team defends. And when you can defend, you can hit an open three. And then you've got you've got a guy who can close. You become very dangerous. And it's funny, Mark, I shot out a tweet. I don't care to kind of find it a couple years ago. And I said, Dallas is a couple more 3-and-D guys away from really being that team, really, you know, making strides. And that's kind of what they've assembled. Like, they defend. They get after you. You know, I like that Dinwiddie can relieve some, you know, pressure sometimes. He has a little bit more scoring, a guy who can create off the bounce. Like, there's just a lot going on in Dallas that I don't think anyone saw them even, you know, pushing the Suns this far as what they've done. Like, they handled the Suns in a couple games.
No doubt. All of the home games, again, as we talked about. I mean, the home team has been an easy winner in all of these games. Dallas has barely even had to sweat in their home games. They have not been able to do it on the road. And so that's why, I mean, you and I see tomorrow a little bit differently. I do think Phoenix is going to survive and win that game. But let me tell you a little secret that does sort of lean in the direction of what you're saying. Low whisper in San Francisco, California, with regard to the Golden State Warriors and who they'd rather see next. And a lot of people who know a lot about basketball are hoping, which is odd, that the team that's ahead of them in the standings, the team that will send the Warriors on the road, is the better matchup for Golden State. Just watch what the Warriors did against Memphis. They were in complete control of that series through three games. Their offensive flow was fine. And the second Ja Morant went out, Memphis is a much better, this is not arguable, they are a much better defensive team when Ja Morant is not on the floor. And those arms of Jaren Jackson and Steven Adams in the passing lanes gave the Warriors fits offensively. They had to really make an adjustment to figure some things out just in time last night to close out that series. But when you watch Memphis do what they did to Golden State in the second half of that series, Ryan, I think Dallas can do the same kind of thing. So I want. Do you agree with me on that? I think the Warriors have a better chance if it's Phoenix than if it's Dallas in many ways.
That depends, because Dallas defends. Phoenix does a lot of the little things. I want to say the big difference between those two teams is DeAndre Ayton. If we're going to get down to it, you know, him,
yep,
his ability to switch out and, you know, block shots and do a lot of little things on the defensive end. And that's what I see. Just Ayton is a big X factor. And, you know, hey, Looney, can you keep him off the glass? But when you talk about Memphis, Memphis is such a wild card. They're really high, they're really low, as we've seen, because defensively they turn you over, and then offensively they run, and that's kind of the best thing they do, and they're willing to, you know, sit down and defend. They just couldn't manufacture enough points. So, no, Memphis is dangerous, but I just don't think there's any cakewalks here, man. And I'm telling you, the Mavericks are right there with the Suns. As we've seen, have they been able to push the series? But, I mean, they're just so improved defensively. And that's hopped off to, you know, Jason Kidd for what he's done and revamping that roster and, you know, the mindset and the way that they play.
Absolutely, yeah. I tell you what, it is unlike most NBA seasons. I mean, we say off the top of the show, when is the upset going to happen? But I do sort of believe at some point it will, from the perspective of when we get to this Final Four. I mean, there's really nothing left that would surprise me in terms of who's going to move on. I mean, maybe it will be the one seeds, but, you know, I think Miami versus Phoenix would actually really surprise me if that was the NBA Finals. So those upsets are coming. They haven't come yet, but this is a more evenly matched round of eight, if you will, conference semifinals than we've seen in a long time. And maybe it is because the NBA doesn't necessarily have that standout, that dude, as you would say it. Now, a few years ago, The Warriors' big three said the dynasty's not over yet. It got to the point where people were laughing at him. Is the trip to the conference finals enough already to say they were right? We'll get into that next with Ryan Hollins, Mark Willard on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, say something, Ryan Hollins. Here we go. Fox Sports Saturday. Mark Willard, Ryan Hollins with you. The Golden State Warriors are in the Western Conference Finals. And this dynasty, if you will, I don't even know if you still call this an extension of what was happening before. It's 7 years later since they first got started. And or maybe even 8 years later, if I'm doing my math wrong, add in the Kevin Durant years, which were different. And now it's been revitalized a little bit. This group was told for 3 years it's over. And it's silly that you still think that it's possible to climb back on top of the mountain with an aging core now moving into their mid-30s and Klay Thompson with multiple just hellacious injuries that he's had to overcome. And, you know, who knew about new young players adding life to it like Jordan Poole, a little bit of Jonathan Kuminga. But I can tell you the expectation slash hope at the start of the playoff from the Warrior fan base was make the Western Conference Finals at least. And that tells me that you are at least a legitimate contender. Don't know if they're going to win the whole title, but they're in the conversation. So has one part of this equation already been solidified? When they said it wasn't over and people said, yeah, it is. Are they now officially right? It wasn't over?
Yes and no. Obviously, I think they'd have to win a championship. I think the Warriors are underwhelming from what we feel like we know the Warriors are. But I think you do have to give a lot of credit to Bob Myers in that he's been able to maintain his core and kind of build youth around it with Wiggins, with Poole, with Kuminga, and they're kind of hanging in there, and with Looney. So there's carryover from a championship without stripping the thing down and starting over. And obviously it's, I guess the gift and the curse was Klay Thompson goes down for 2 years, so you get some nice draft picks in there where you wouldn't have that. So it's definitely an interesting situation. You know, Kevin Durant walks, and now you have a very successful ball club again. You know, it's a good basketball team. So if we're saying a championship, I don't know if you're asking me, is this enough or is it a championship? I think they're respectable. I think they're not a joke. I think they've done a lot. And I don't want to say joke for anybody in the league, but I don't think the story's just written yet. I think we'd have to see an NBA Finals.
Well, I'm going to kind of agree with you.
Right?
I mean, if you're going to use the word dynasty when you throw that statement out, then yeah, you got to get to the NBA Finals. You got to probably win it, or else you're not allowed to really use that word. I get that there's a lot that comes with that word, but I will say this, based on where they were at times, you're right. I mean, this is a team, because of injury, ended up very high in the NBA lottery, had the worst record in basketball in that pandemic year. And so when you talk about what people said at the time, oh, it's over, you got to totally reboot this, it's ridiculous to think that Steph and Klay and Dre can be the centerpieces of a contending team anymore – from those comments that I definitely heard, those comments were wrong. Like, that has already now been solidified, even just with this trip to the Western Conference Finals.
No, you're right. They are contenders. I have to, in every sense of the word, say they're contenders. And especially as you go out and look at the NBA, like, no one just looks great. Obviously, Devin Booker kind of, you know, working his way back in. You know, the Suns, we thought we would air. Obviously, the Bucks going up and down, and without Middleton, you don't have the same faith in them. Miami Heat, you know, they kind of grind their way out. You don't know which Heat team is going to show up, but they're tough. They defend, they're disciplined, but there's not just the mega star power there. So, you know, you're right, man. There's a lot up in the air, but I think in the fact of, if you want to say they're contenders again, hey, I'm with that. That's it. That's a W.
I mean, Vegas is telling us right now they're the favorite to win the whole thing, which we can get into that a little bit. We're also going to get into the comments that Joel Embiid made after the elimination of the Philadelphia Sixers. Is not just as simple as to say they're out, and Joel had some things to say. It paints a picture of the whole future for the process. That is coming up as Fox Sports Saturday continues.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Fire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And closer to a double game seven Sunday, but also not forgetting about the players and the teams that have already made their exit from the NBA playoffs. It's a great movie line, Once Upon a Time, Ryan Hollins. Pay him, pay that man his money. You and I had this conversation a week or two ago with regard to one James Harden with the Philadelphia 76ers. He's already set to go for next season. 47.3 million dollars for James Harden, and I know where you come from. Now you're going to be on the players' side. Pay the players. I'm with you. You earn what you get when you're a superstar athlete. I'm never going to begrudge anybody for going out there and getting that paper. That said, if a team is putting together its plan going forward, does your opinion change after hearing Joel Embiid, who may have, should have, been the league MVP? Does your opinion change when you hear him get eliminated from the playoffs and immediately answer every question, including comments about James Harden, which we'll hear in just a moment, but I want to hear your opinion first.
Well, nah, he's got to get paid, if that's what you're asking me.
I'm asking you if it makes sense for the Philadelphia 76ers to try to build a championship roster around one of the best players in the league and have James Harden be the correct Robin to his Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got to get paid, and that's the correct move. You invest into him and you get him there. And in Philadelphia, if it comes down to it, so like who are we going to build around? If we're in Philadelphia, there's a highly sought-after free agent, and you could go to one of the L.A. teams, one of the New York teams, Miami, heck, Chicago. You're likely not going to Philadelphia. So when you trade Ben Simmons, your franchise piece, because things didn't work, you have to make sure you invest in the guy that you traded for. You've got to get that piece in James Harden because you cannot afford to just miss out, and you can't go, well, I'll just make another James Harden, as maybe he's not Houston James Harden. Maybe you have questions about the way he handles things. But once you make that trade, you got to pay him. And that's the best move that they can make. And who knows, maybe they move off of James Harden, you know, depending on the situation. I don't know. But in this position, if you want to work towards a championship, you got to take James Harden, which is it's a pretty big chess piece. Maybe he's not the piece, the most amazing piece. Maybe he gets traded one day. Maybe you build around him. I don't know, but you got to pay James Harden. And to answer your question, yes, he is a piece of you getting towards a championship.
About to turn 33 years old, and his name came up in Joel Embiid's press conference after being eliminated by the Miami Heat. Here's what Joel had to say.
Since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore. He's more of a playmaker. I thought, at times, could have been, as all of us, could have been more aggressive. All of us, whether it's Tyrese or Tobias or, guys coming off the bench.
Okay. I think whenever you're making those comments and you hear a player go, all of us. I mean, I'm talking about all of us. No, you weren't. You were talking about James Harden. That was the question that was asked. That was the answer that was given. He was very honest in the majority of his press conference. I love that he didn't hide from that comment. Ryan, that's not who he is anymore. And if that's not who he is anymore, then how is he going to be that 2 years from now when you get into a free agent conversation? I get what you're saying to a degree. Like, it's not like James is not going to get paid somewhere, but I very much liken this situation to the situation we see NFL teams get into where they've got a good quarterback. It's not a quarterback who can win a Super Bowl, but you can remain relevant with that quarterback, and so they usually make the decision to pay him. I'm talking about Dak Prescott. I'm talking about Derek Carr. I'm talking about what the Cardinals are going to probably do right now with Kyler Murray. You're not going to win a Super Bowl with those guys. Derek Carr, for goodness sakes, might be the fourth best quarterback in his own division. And they're going to pay him because he's good. He's not great. He's good. You can stay relevant. You can win 9 games. You're not going to win the whole thing. Same thing here. And we're going to get to a point with Joel Embiid's career when we all realize this is a guy who can be competing for championships every year. He should be in our that dude conversation. And he's not, because he hasn't found the right Batman yet. And when you say you traded Ben Simmons for him, well, Ryan, look at Ben. What really did they trade? I mean, why wouldn't you get James Harden? You should get anybody you could get for Ben Simmons. He doesn't play basketball.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons, they held on to him for a very long time, even though he wanted out, because you had to get the bang for your buck. And James Harden was a pretty big bang for your buck type of acquisition. And you have to also understand this. How long has James Harden been in Philly? Not the exact time.
About a minute.
About a minute, right?
Yeah.
When you make a move that big, you don't give up after a half of a season. Hey, James Harden may have not even known the full playbook yet, And I played for Doc in two different organizations, and Doc has a huge playbook. There's probably things that he wants to see, and I think you have to give it a chance when you make a move this big to explore what it is and how it's going to be. So as this plays out, yeah, absolutely, man. You got to give it a chance. You got to let it breathe, and you got to see what you can get. And James Harden, let's say it doesn't work, James Harden still has a lot of value in this NBA. I don't think that that would be just an untradeable contract. I don't think you're just stuck with him for life if things don't work. And, James Harden is a guy that is still one of the better players in the league, even though everyone is going to look at his last game and say, he didn't show up. He this. And that's a pretty darn good second fiddle, man. I'm going to tell you that much.
Well, it's not that I'm even necessarily saying that he's not. You're right. This is still a very relevant person in the NBA. You don't have to make this decision this year. He's only been there for a minute, but he's under contract next year. So he's going to be there next year as well. But my curiosity is, you get to the trade deadline next year. Harden is going to be an expiring contract at $47 million. So I agree with you. This is very, very tradable. If you want to do something at a high level, we'll see who's available at that time. But based on how those first few months of next season go, I mean, look, with the failed experiment of Ben Simmons, with the way that went, and I don't know how anyone could have really seen that coming, but with the way that went, now you're putting Harden in there. And if this is going to look like this, and Embiid is going to make the comments he just made, I'm not going to double down on Harden as he becomes 34 years old in 2023 and risk wasting Embiid's career in terms of playoff relevancy. Look what's going on in that Eastern Conference. We're having a conversation going into tomorrow about Giannis and Jason Tatum and who's going to own the East for the next few years. Embiid has got to get in on that convo, and he needs a different Robin based on what we've seen so far.
Who are you going to get? So you're saying you're not going to pay him? Exactly. So you got to pay him.
But
what do you mean you don't know?
Well, you got to see who's available at the time. I mean, again, I don't know. And maybe it even becomes somebody in-house. I mean, maybe Maxey's development is stunted by the presence of a James Harden. I mean, there are some pieces there, man. I mean, that looks like a team that if you just push a couple of the right buttons, they really get into the conversation in the East really fast. They've got a lot of young talent.
If they felt like Maxey was the piece, and I'm not saying that he's not, and that James Harden would get in the way, they would have made the move and got a number of role players and draft picks for Ben Simmons, which
but
I'm sure
that
option
year,
was there.
Ryan. That's well, for this year. I'm talking about 2023-24 now.
Your job as a general manager is to project. They would have projected and saw that. And instead of saying, hey, man, we need a big three, they're not asking for a big two. And I think you try to acquire as much talent as you can. And I think it would be an amazing thing for Maxey to play well and work out. And I didn't see any stunting. You know, he came off the bench and that he was very, very free and didn't get in the way of taking shots. And it's not like James Harden is – shooting the ball 40 times a game anymore. You know, he's facilitating. I think that the frustration was you wanted James to shoot the ball more. So, no, Mark, I can't agree that he would be in the way of Maxey's development. You know, I think if anything, like I said, you want James to be more aggressive. And the way the NBA's played, you can have 3, 4 20-point scores on the floor at the same time. They don't get in each other's way. Now, the NBA that I played in and you grew up loving – you know, you had one guy who get buckets, maybe two, and then everybody else kind of filled in accordingly. So, no, I don't think there's any problem there. I think you do need more scoring. So, yeah, you got to roll with James. There's no question there.
Huh. I mean, I'm looking at names right now, and this is just simply players whose contracts will be up after next year. Therefore, these are all expiring contracts, and I'm not just going to say names that I think would be the right fit, but just for reference, you know, Harden and LeBron James are the two that are at the top of this list. But John Wall and Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal and Kyrie Irving and Andrew Wiggins, Nikola Jokic, D'Angelo Russell, you know, Harrison Barnes, Draymond Green, Al Horford, Gallinari, Fred VanVleet. I mean, obviously some of those would be gettable. Most of them would not be. But there are going to be people you can get into conversations with if you decide next year at the deadline we're putting James Harden on the market.
Nah, man. I mean, hey, I do hear you on that. If it doesn't work out, maybe you can – you know, like I said, there's a trade. Maybe that works out. And here's the thing, too. You know, if that's the choice, you do have those options. And what happens now is guys will be signed and they'll say, hey, we need you as a chip. And then let's say someone becomes disgruntled the same way that James got disgruntled. You know, you can go after and get them, you know, and then you have a piece. You know, who knows? There's allegedly talks with Kyrie Irving about that now. Teams saying, well, we want to move forward with Kyrie, or, hey, we'll make that trade. We'll move. He's no longer untouchable. So, you know, you always have to be willing. But if you don't have a piece, that's not going to work. And your options, you know, start to slim down. But, in all honesty, like I said, you got to pay him. You got to try it out and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, James Harden is, I think, it will be a formidable piece that, you know, you can move forward with. You know, you can make trades for, and someone is going to be willing to take him.
The name Dylan Brooks became a bigger name for some good reasons and some bad reasons in the playoff series against the Warriors. And after the game last night, Brooks had a quote that I know you circled, Ryan. We'll talk about that coming up next, what it means for right now, what it means for the future as well. That's right around the corner with Ryan Hollins, Mark Willard on Fox Sports Radio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'll tell you this, Ryan Hollins. Dylan Brooks became a much bigger name than anyone would have expected in the San Francisco Bay Area over the last week and a half. That's enemy number one. Clubbing Gary Payton the second in the back of the head and ending up having that be a broken elbow for him. Simple thing, no big deal, but the two-hand shove in the back of Steph Curry last night only ended up being a flagrant one. But the other side of it is, you know, he averaged 18 points a game during the year. For the majority of the series when he played, because he was suspended for one game, but when he played, his offensive game looked terrible. And then all of a sudden, poof, last night, he goes absolutely crazy. He carries the Grizzlies, almost got him in position to steal that game with 6 minutes left to go. But what he said after the game might have been the most interesting thing of all. I know you were interested by this quote. We're young and they're getting old. They know that we're going to come every single year. How do you translate that from Dylan Brooks?
I mean, that's scary because when you're believing in who you are and you're taking on that identity and you're bringing it every game, like, you have to think that he's putting his, you know, he's backing up a lot of his talk. And just like kind of those towels, you know, whoop that trick, Mark. Like, they're kind of backing up stuff that they're saying. And you got to take heed to it. And, you know, Mark, I don't know if you have these moments kind of watching the Warriors play and you're like, all right, Steph's about to turn it on and be Steph, and he'll make a play or two, but it's not quite the same. You'll see things happen. You're like, all right, Clay's about to go be Clay, and he was Game 6 Clay, don't get me wrong, but it just looks a little different. It's not the same way, so I think Dylan Brooks knows that.
Oh, I'm with you on that, but more on Memphis for just a second. I mean, let me throw some numbers at you, and I'm not talking stats. Ja Morant, 22. Zaire Williams, 20. Tyus Jones, 26. Jaren Jackson, 22. Brandon Clark, 25. Dylan Brooks, 26. Desmond Bane, 23. Listen to that, man. That's that core. The only players who had any minutes that meant anything in this series who were north of 26 years old, Steven Adams and Kyle Anderson, and they're only 28. This is an entire roster that isn't even sniffing the age 30. And look what they're already doing. So I'll give them that. I mean, again, I told you at the beginning of the year, I would have thought it's not going to surprise me if Memphis ends up in the NBA Finals. They showed themselves early in this series on a number of fronts to not quite be ready. But they're close. And my gosh, when you start looking at their ages, you know, I mean, he's right. He's right. The Warriors are getting older, and Memphis is not going away.
Yeah, and it's scary because now if you're the Warriors, you know, like, hey, do they need to recruit, get another guy? Like, what do they need to do? And you wonder, hey, man, how long can, you know, Steph play at a high level? You know, is he actually declining or can he take off? But, man, it's just scary the way that Memphis believes. They've gotten a bite of success, you know, and it start to me, Ja Morant's their leader, but their emotional leader, their guy is Dylan Brooks. And when he backs it up and he brings that attitude to the front, man, you can see it the way they play. And I'm telling you, man, like, they absolutely get after it. And, you know, I had the privilege of, you know, calling some games with the Rockets and Memphis yep. this year. And I'm telling you, man, that is a team that's just scary moving forward because of how hard they play. And it's just – it's a culture built from Taylor Jenkins that they're not the grit and grind. And I played for Memphis that we had, the slow it down, the put you to sleep and beat you up type of pace. But they're still physical. They pressure the ball. And I'm telling you, they turn you over. And they've kind of figured it out this year. They didn't start off great, but they figured it out.
Well, I tell you what, the West is really interesting. If you sort of handicap the next 3 years, which we can get into this for a little bit, but just to kind of put a cap on what he's saying about the Warriors and what you're saying too, I mean, I think their future core is there. At least they hope. They just don't know exactly who they are yet. Jordan Poole has shown himself as a guy. Okay, so he's 22. That's going to be one guy. They hope Jonathan Kuminga can continue to grow. Like, he looks like he's got some athletic freak in him for sure. And so that's a piece. James Wiseman was the number two pick in the draft a few years ago, has not been able to stay healthy. If he plays, then there's that. And then there are other pieces. They also got Moses Moody in the first round of the draft last year. When he's played, he's looked solid, like could be a rotational piece. So as Steph, Clay, and Dre get older, there are those guys. They just haven't answered as many questions yet as Memphis's young core. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, don't forget James Wiseman. You know, hey, Wiseman may step up and be a big piece, or maybe that's a piece that you move forward from. Who knows? But, like, the thing that Bob Myers has done is you have options now. And I love that they were able to maintain their, you know, the veteran pieces, the Draymonds, the Stephs. I think it's a good story. I think in all reality, you know, the Lakers probably could go back in time and kind of wish that they were able to develop the Trevor Ariza's or the Farmars or those guys alongside winning championships. But now you're seeing Golden State do it, and I think that it's so easy to say, you know what, punch the rebuild button. All right, go ahead and tank. Go ahead and just blow it up and move forward. And the Warriors have kind of honored their fans, and I think that's something you should see. Heck, the Spurs tried to do it, but I think they were kind of blindsided or surprised at the fact that, you know, Kawhi Leonard wasn't Tim Duncan. Kawhi didn't want to just be a Spur for life, and that really kind of really set the Spurs back. But, you know, you always appreciate the homegrown talent and then keeping the veterans in hand. I think that's something that every organization should be able to do.
Well, look at the West, and look how fascinating this could get really, really fast, okay? Because we talk about Golden State. They've got their opportunity this year. How many more opportunities are they going to have after this year? I wouldn't be too bullish on that, at least in the very, very near term, without knowing what their future core that we were just talking about is going to be. Because, first of all, there's Phoenix. Sure, Chris Paul is not young, but there's a lot more to that team. Devin Booker is their number one guy. There are pieces there. I don't know. What do you think the window is for Phoenix?
I think there's a big worry there in the sense that they're going to play hard. They'll still be a good basketball team. But you saw this, I think, if I'm not mistaken, game 3 or 4 with Dallas. Chris Paul got in foul trouble, and they didn't know what to do. Now, those guys are going to get much better, yeah, but you got to find a way to, if you don't replace, maybe compensate for what Chris can do by just a little lower tier of a player. Maybe it's going to be hard to get a Chris Paul, but a guy, and I remember there's a lot of success with Rubio, but someone in that realm that can hit big shots and distribute, because it's something that they were really needing at a high level, and, you know, Chris brought it to them. So I think Chris is going to be a much bigger puzzle piece than expected of, man, how do I replace what he brings to the table?
I'm almost feeling like, based on what you've said today, that if I had to handicap Western Conference next season right now, you like Memphis and Dallas more than Golden State and Phoenix.
Yeah. No, Golden State is going to have to kind of hand those reins over. And I like Phoenix, but like I said, like if I'm more so Phoenix, not necessarily next season, but at the point where Father Time actually catches up with Chris Paul, you know, but right now he's just setting guys up. He's making sure they're in position, but I don't think this team can move forward without Chris.
And so you're super bullish on Dallas, Luka's young. You have the Utah Jazz. That's the team that feels like they thought they had their young core, and now they're going to have to reboot this in some sort of a way. Donovan Mitchell's a really, really nice player, but he and Gobert just aren't quite meshing. It's very much got the same feel of Embiid and Simmons, and so there might be some sort of a reboot there. Denver's got Jokic, and his Robins all got hurt this year, and so they're going to be back next year. We saw that the fear that Minnesota can put into a playoff team, that's going to be centered around Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell going forward. Where are you on New Orleans? New Orleans with Brandon Ingram, who looks like he could be on the verge of getting into a bigger conversation next year.
Yo, I really like New Orleans. I really like they have length, they got size. I think that with all due respect, there's a message sent to Zion Williamson this year that we'd love to have you, big fella. You can take us to the next level, but we're not going to soak if you're not prepared to play. And we're going to go out and compete. But Brandon Ingram is an absolute star in this league. And I'm telling you, I really like the way that they were built. And, you know, there's no accident that they gave the Suns a bit of a headache, man. They came out and competed. But I think there's something good going on over there in New Orleans. And I think there's a fear that Zion, you know, and I'm not putting words in his mouth. It's just the assumption that, you know, hey, I don't want to be like Anthony Davis. I don't want to be stuck here or whatever. But they're putting together something special over that. And if you're Zion Williamson, you got to feel good about what you have and say, man, the grass ain't going to be greener on the other side.
Well, and we went through all that, and we didn't even mention the Clippers, a team that at some point may have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on it. I mean, this thing is fascinating for Phoenix and Golden State. Phoenix hasn't gotten there yet, but if Phoenix does join the Warriors as favored to do tomorrow, it feels like an opportunity for both of them that may not last long, because all of those teams are regenerating. They're younger. They're going to get healthier, in theory, coming up next year. Clippers, Nuggets, teams like that. Man, it gets tough, real tough, to kind of handicap that situation and who those guys are going to be coming up next year. We can have that same conversation with regard to the Eastern Conference coming up in a second, but let's pause to get Ralph Ervin in here and find out what's trending. Ralph, let's go.
Well, we do have that one game going on in Major League Baseball right now where St. Louis continues to lead San Francisco 1-0. They are in the fifth inning. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have another game on the field. Braves hosting San Diego. Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to miss his third straight game with a groin injury. It has now come out he will have an MRI today to see just how bad that is. We go to the world of football or soccer, where Liverpool top Chelsea 6-5 in penalties, taking the FA Cup, their first club crown, association crown, since 2006. And Game 7s in the Stanley Cup playoffs, three of them today. In the NHL, it all starts at 4:30 Eastern in Raleigh, Carolina hosting the Boston Bruins at 7 Eastern. It'll be Toronto hosting Tampa Bay, 10 Eastern. The Kings are in Edmonton. Earl Thomas, the former Seahawks safety, arrested near the Texas-Louisiana border 2 weeks after a warrant was issued for his arrest for violating a protective order. So not a good story there, but it's a good day here on Fox Sports Radio as we send it back to Mark Willard and Ryan Hollins.
All right, good stuff. Appreciate that. Thank you, Ralph. Yes, it is Fox Sports Saturday. Games 7 coming up tomorrow. You know, you put your you-know-whats on a table with your Dallas thought. By the way, real quick on that, are they winning tomorrow? Are you going so far as to actually pick them? They're winning this game tomorrow?
If the game gets close, the Mavericks win. Phoenix is up by 10 or so, eight or plus, comes down to free throws. Chris Paul won't turn that thing over, and it'll be the Suns winning.
Yeah. The home team has won all the games in that series. I got to stick with Phoenix. But let's go over to the East in what has easily been the hardest series to predict. The home team is only 3-3 in this series. Boston earns a game 7 now in their building tomorrow against the Milwaukee Bucks. The two teams are in game 7. They are 3-3 home and road in this series. They were both 51-31 in the regular season. They could not be more evenly matched. Who wins tomorrow?
Man, tomorrow, I'm going to go out and I'm going to say that I think that the Bucks win it. I do. I think that, you know, you've kind of seen it proven that they struggle to guard Giannis. I think there's a big performance from Tatum. It's very tough to come back and have the same type of performance twice. But I think that Giannis just kind of gets in his bag, and that should be his game to win, honestly. And I think it's a lot tighter than you think. And just something about the Celtics, I do like them, but I think seeing them kind of falter in a couple of these games, that the blunder that they had, Jrue Holiday got the steal and Marcus Smart just kind of threw the ball away, I think they can be their own worst enemy to a degree. And I think that the Bucks capitalized there.
You and I should put together some sort of gentleman's bet, because I'm going to go home teams. You're going with both of the road teams in a game 7. That's one hell of a parlay, man. That would be pretty surprising if both of the road teams win.
Are you giving me a spread? You giving me some help there? What are we doing,
man? I probably should, right? I mean, just to be fair, like, I don't even know what the numbers are on these games. Let me look them up real quick. Have you looked at the numbers on these games?
No, I haven't.
Coming up tomorrow? Okay. Actually, here, go ahead and give me a guess. What do you think the spreads are in these two games?
I think the Suns have 5 points. I think that the game is in Milwaukee, correct?
No, the game is in Boston.
Game in Boston, I want to say they're probably a half a point or a point there.
Wow. That's interesting. Both of the numbers are bigger than you think they are. And I think, again, this goes to the perception that a game 7 at home is, you know, is yours. I mean, it's very, very difficult to win game 7 on the road, any playoff game late in the series. And I know game 7's a little bit different because, as you said, there's nothing like when both teams at the same time are giving you that elimination energy, that desperation situation. But Boston is -5 in this game. Suns -6.5 in their game against the Mavericks. I'm not getting into who's covering these games, but that gives you a sense of the prediction that you're making. These are two significant upsets that you're calling.
No, I am. And hey, man, I think that it will happen. I'm telling you. I mean, better yet, I would not be surprised if it happens, Mark. You know, I'm not going to go crazy if it goes either way. And I think the best thing is that, you know, what 2 or 3 years back, or if not so more, everyone was screaming for parity in the league and to not know the outcomes of games before they happened. And I think it's safe to say, Mark, as you're pointing out, there aren't any upsets. I just think that these games are tight. We're seeing some good basketball. We got to appreciate it, you know. And I think part I think part of why you're seeing – some of the teams just getting taken care of is that the play-in tournament just kind of eliminates, you know, seeds 7 through 10. And by the time they make it, they're so dead tired. So percentages really play out there that those guys have to play extra games and they give up a lot of film before they actually see, you know, the first and second seed.
You look at the Western Conference like we just did going forward and trying to sort of project into the future and seeing how quickly things could change there based on all the stuff we detailed, the young teams that are coming up, Memphis, Minnesota, the teams that could get healthy, the Clippers, Denver, the teams that are getting older, Phoenix, Golden State, that could look so different next year. I feel the opposite about the East. feels to me like Boston and Milwaukee are here to stay. Miami is still the nondescript team that is here and is relevant, but doesn't really feel like a roster that can win the whole thing. We've had our conversation about the Sixers. They'll still be there. They'll be right there, but I don't think they'll dominate. But outside of that group, I mean, if I had to go find party crashers for the top four, obviously, if Brooklyn is healthy, they figure out all of their who knows what. You know, is Ben Simmons playing? Is Kyrie's head screwed on straight? Is Kevin healthy? Is that whole group ready to work together? If so, they probably come out as the favorite. And then the young team on the come, the Minnesota of the East, if you will, is the Cleveland Cavaliers in my mind. But what's your sort of breakdown of where the East is going next year?
I think in terms of the East, I think it's a little more stable than the West. You know, you're not seeing as big of a transition. I think, yeah, you still got your guys. You got Giannis, who's, you know, performing at a high level. I think Tatum is only getting better and better going in. I think that there's just a mix. I think Philadelphia, like you said, they still have some things to figure out. They're going to be in a mix there. Maybe not contenders from what we've seen, but they're going to be in the mix. I think that there's clearly more star power in the East. Hey, the Miami Heat were the ones who took care of business, and looks like they're going to be – they built something sustainable. But you're right. When we look at the Western Conference, the Reference Conference, you're seeing these young pups come up, and, you know, Phoenix got a little bit of a shot in the arm, a little bit of a boost with Chris Paul, and became overnight much better than they had projected they would be, and really one of the feel-good stories in the league. So I think when I look at that element – hey, man, yes, there's going to be a shift in the West that is happening, but the East looks, I don't want to say locked in, but it looks very competitive because all the stars are in the East.
Did you just say that the East has got more star power than the West? Did I catch that correctly?
Yeah, really, really think about that. Really think about
that. Now, hold on a second. Hold on now. Hold on. Let me put Stephen Clay over here for a second. John Morant, you've been talking about Luka, the league MVP Nikola Jokic, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Paul George and Kawhi with the Clippers. I haven't even mentioned guys like Donovan Mitchell. And then, for whatever they're worth, whoever's playing for the Lakers, I mean, the star power's in the East? Really?
Well, for one, with all due respect, it's hard for me to talk Lakers, and they're not in it. Yeah. I'm talking about what have you done for me lately standpoint. You know what I'm saying? What have you done for me lately? It's hard, as much as I love to talk Lakers or I love to talk Kawhi, those guys that were either injured or had things going on. And like I said, when you're looking over at the East, you're still seeing a Jimmy Butler. You're still seeing an Embiid. You're still seeing, a Jason Tatum. You know, those top teams in the East have really been taking care of business. And then you look at, my goodness, I mean, the Nets were a seven seed, and they got things to figure out. And, you know, they're probably a piece away or a constructive offseason away from being right back in the mix. You know, and I think there's going to be some decisions to be made. And I kind of like that the Nets are saying kind of like, hey, man, we experimented the first time. This year was embarrassing. Things got to change. Are you with us or not, Kyrie? We got to figure it out. We like you, but if you're not going to be on the same page, it's about time for us to win. And I think the Nets are going to be right there, man. So that's a lot of star power in the East that's playing at a high level.
My man, you used to be in the NBA, but you're in broadcasting now. And there is a contract in our industry that we must discuss. And we'll do that coming up next with Ryan Hollins. I'm Mark Willard. This is Fox Sports Saturday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spend more time with his family. That took 10 days. And now, whenever he does retire from the NFL, he will again not spend more time with his family. He will move right into the broadcast booth. Ryan, for 10 years at 37.5 million dollars per year. Now, he's the GOAT. He's got the looks. He's got the everything. He's Tom Brady. So I totally understand the idea behind getting him in the booth, the recognizability, the importance on what he's having to say, that's all there. However, there's a piece of this I don't really understand. And I like it because more money going to broadcasters, newsflash, that's a good thing for people like you and me. Not that you and I are going to broadcast NFL games anytime soon, but you get what I'm saying. The money that is going to NFL broadcasting right now, great thing, but I quietly don't really understand it. I've never in my life sat down on an NFL Sunday and thought, okay, let's see. Should I watch this game? Not big fan of that guy. So no, I think we'll move on to maybe soap operas or Netflix on this Sunday because I'm not into the broadcasters. The top five shows on television every single year are all NFL games. We're watching this stuff no matter what. Why would you spend this kind of money on who's broadcasting the game? Because, Ryan, actually, if you and I were broadcasting the game, people would still watch.
Well, I think there's a level where it just lets you know how much money is swirling around NFL Sundays, for one. For two, you know, I'm sure Tom is going to be on prime time. He's not going to be doing the the regional broadcast. He's going to be getting that big spot. And I think there's a level where maybe it's not calling the game. Tom Brady may be in studio. You would assume making that much money, he's going to be called upon to do some heavy lifting. But anything that he says, that's a first-person account that you can never question. Hey, what's going on in the huddle right now? What did he miss with a too high safety look? You know, like Tom Brady's going to be talking that talk. Like, and it made me think of this, Mark. Like, if somehow Michael Jordan said that was something he wanted to do, would his price tag be somewhere near there? I think it's, like, this is unheard of from someone who's the greatest, arguably the greatest athlete in any sport. Wherever you want to put it.
Most accomplished, right? Most successful, got it. Yeah, absolutely.
Those guys normally don't step into, like, the working class. Like, hey, you know what? I'm going to join this. So that's why I think you see the market set so high. And maybe there was, they were chasing him down saying, hey, Tom, you want to do this? Hey, this is money you can't refuse, even you.
Well, right. That I get. Although, you know, and who knows where the landscape of this is going to be when this actually starts. Because, by the way, we don't even know when Tom Brady is going to retire. Something like this sort of suggests that maybe this will be his last year. I mean, he already flirted with retirement once, even though I actually don't really think he did. I think that whole thing was concocted in a way to move off of Bruce Arians, as many do. But that said, if you're already announcing your next job and you flirted with a retirement once, maybe indeed this is going to be Tom Brady's last year coming up. But like you mentioned, him being in prime time, well, he's going to be on Fox. Right now they're not really involved in that many prime time games. Like, Fox doesn't have Sunday Night Football, doesn't have Monday Night Football. So Tom might be filling what has traditionally been the Troy Aikman role alongside Joe Buck. I know everybody has reshuffled the deck there too, and so maybe that's why the gig is open. But yeah, that's what we're looking at. I mean, the Fox game of the week, Cowboys and Eagles on a Sunday at 1 o'clock Pacific, and there's Tom. And again, to my point, this is no sour grapes. Great for Tom, great for broadcasting. I will be interested to hear what he has to say. I do think he'll be more interesting as a broadcaster as he is, you know, a post-game media quarterback now. But all of that said, I'm going to watch the Cowboy-Eagle game even if Homer and Marge Simpson are broadcasting. It's the Cowboy and Eagle game, Ryan.
Oh, no, trust me. You know, Tom Brady's coming in at a value that is going to bring some star power. I'm sure everything he says is probably going to be quoted and running in headlines. So there's a strategy to make more than enough money from this. He's going to be paying for himself. You know, imagine the leadoff. And Mark, I don't know if you've been a part of this, of any sponsorship meetings or packages. Hey, we've got Tom Brady. I mean, yep. You're going to run this thing and it's going to pay for itself, you know. No different than, hey, whether the Lakers won or lost this year with the star power they had, they definitely made more than enough money with those big names over there, all right?
My man, great stuff today as always. Okay, Mavericks and Bucks, that's what you're saying, huh?
I'm in it. You're in it too, 2 feet in. You're on my side, yep. Man. Can't take it back, Mark.
No. Celtics and Suns over here, brother, but we'll talk about it again very, very soon, I know. For Ryan Hollins, Mark Willard, and all things continue into the weekend right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.